Hi there, my name is Catherine Guidry. I am a wedding photographer who's been in business almost 15 years now, and I am so excited to speak with you today about how I organize my wedding photos. This is a big part of what we do. It's a huge responsibility, and so I hope that this episode is helpful for you. If you're a photographer interested in learning more about how to price your photos or how to pose better in your images, be sure to check out our free pricing guides in the description. We're gonna be focusing today on a big part of the business. You know, you prep, you got your gear, you show up, you shoot the images, and then what? I have heard so many horror stories about what happens on the back end, not just immediately following the event, but even years down the road. How do you organize those photos? And so that's what I'm gonna be talking with you about today. The first thing I wanna let you know is that within your contracts, I want you to outline to the client what you will be responsible for. How long will you be hosting and holding those images for them? So for example, in our contracts, we deliver the images to the client about 6 to 8 weeks following the event, and then we do archive those images for one entire year. And that is laid out in the contract. We do sell our contracts in our education shop. If you don't have your contract ironed out yet, you can check that out. It's at catgeducation.com. If you have a contract and you just haven't put that clause in there yet, go ahead and add that in. Put in how long you're gonna be responsible for the photos. I recommend a year. That is, you know, ample amount of time for them to download them or, you know, secure them in a safe place. And then at that point, you'll be released from that responsibility. Recently, we have started using an online system called PickTime. I have a coupon code here I'm gonna list at the bottom of the screen. So if you are interested in using PickTime, you can give it a go, one free month. But we use PickTime to host our images. And one of the really cool features in PickTime that we've discovered recently is that you can opt for your clients to add on a year or two, or however many they want in perpetuity, for their cloud backup system. So in other words, their online gallery is up for 1 year, usually around the time of their anniversary, maybe 6 to 8 weeks following, because that's when their gallery went live. At that time, the gallery will come down. However, one really cool thing that PickTime does is that it emails them leading up to the expiration of the gallery, and it offers them the ability to extend the cloud hosting service. So kind of like Dropbox or Carbonite or any of those online backups and hosting services, PickTime will allow the client to keep their images online for a fee. We, as the photographers, do receive a percentage of that fee, and you, as the photographer, can set that in your settings. They'll give you a recommended amount, and you can adjust that. You can make it higher, lower, whatever you feel comfortable with. And so that cloud backup system has been really cool. Every now and then, I'll have a client reach out after their gallery has expired and ask for the gallery to be put up online. Maybe they didn't download them within the year, or they forgot or had too much going on. And so what we do is we charge a reactivation fee, which is equivalent to 1 year of hosting. At that time, they will have the gallery online for another full year. And then at the end of that year, then they can, of course, choose to extend for another year, or it'll expire at that point. I do want to add that we have an entire YouTube video that's already been created about actually backing up a wedding. So in other words, like right when I get home, what that looks like, how I load it into Lightroom, how I put it on Dropbox, all of that is in the YouTube channel. Be sure to look for that. But this portion of the video is really going to be focused on, you know, that year following the delivery to the client, what that looks like, the systems that we use, and so on and so forth. Once the images have been delivered to the client inside of PickTime, we also back up our images, our JPEG photos, to Zenfolio. I'll get to why in a minute, but we do have JPEGs in PickTime and then JPEGs in Zenfolio. In addition, we keep the raw files on our working hard drive for about 6 months. The reason why is because usually within 6 months, if the client has any questions, if they want anything re-edited, or if they want to double check to make sure something's not missing, they will reach out to you within that time frame. I really can't think of a time in the past almost 15 years where someone reached out after that time. And so I feel like 6 months is a really good amount of time to hold on to your raw files. If you want to be even extra safe, you could keep them for a year. You know, storage is not as expensive as it used to be. And so that's a good general time frame for your raw files. At that point, you can either choose to keep them forever and keep all of your hard drives, or you can have unlimited cloud storage space through something like Dropbox, but that can get pretty expensive. So it's totally up to you. We do discard our raw files at some point down the road, you know, usually 6 months to a year, and then we're left with the edited images, which is the ones that the clients see anyway. And those are all the keepers. We don't keep any images from the client. We don't withhold photos. We only eliminate photos that are blurry, like unsalvageably blurry, or there's like eyes closed or something like that. So all the images have been delivered to them anyway, and those are the ones that they're gonna be printing from because they're color corrected, cropped, and ready to go. Okay, so why do we have two different online systems? The reason why is because I've discovered through conversations with the owners that PicTime and Zenfolio actually back up their systems to two separate backup hubs. And I don't want to say which one goes to which backup system because I might get them confused and I don't want to give you guys the wrong information. I do know that they use two different backups. And so in my mind, I just loved the idea of having, you know, both Zenfolio and PicTime. Zenfolio has a great unlimited storage fee per year for their JPEGs, and you can even store raw files and videos in there. So Zenfolio really is super amazing, but I love PicTime as well. And so let me dig in a little bit as to why I love both of these systems, and maybe that will help you determine which one you want to go with, or maybe you can do like us and have both. So I especially love Zenfolio in addition to the great rate that they offer and, you know, the ability to upload video, which PicTime doesn't allow. I really love Zenfolio because they have an app that you can put on your phone and it makes downloading photos to the phone super easy. So when I'm uploading to social media, whether it be, you know, Instagram, or I'm still new to TikTok, but TikTok, it's really nice to be able to just download your images straight from the app to your phone. PicTime does allow for this, but I feel like for me as the photographer on the back end, the app has been the easiest, quickest way to do that. We love PicTime on the other hand, because I think it creates a really great user experience. PicTime has a beautiful client-facing aesthetic. It's very clean, very minimal. There's a cart system, so clients can print there. Zenfolio does offer the cart system as well, but it takes a lot of time to set up and make it look good. PicTime just pretty much looks good right out the gate. If you do process albums and book orders for your clients, favoriting images is very simple through PicTime for them. They literally just click the heart, and then on the back end, you can go into the workflow and see which images they've chosen. So that's also really easy. The only downfall that I have with PicTime is that sometimes the password system can get a little confusing and clients get locked out because they don't really know to reset the password. And so if I ever run into a situation where the client is having a lot of trouble, or maybe their mother is having a lot of trouble, then I do use Zenfolio as a backup. So that's another perk of having two systems. Although you can share your wedding photos with a client through something like Dropbox or WeTransfer or something like that, I do believe that at this point in the industry, you know, we're in 2023 right now, I feel like there is almost this expectation to have a gallery system. And there's a ton of them out there. PicTime and Zenfolio, Pass, Pixie Set, that you can use as well. So, you know, do your research and figure out the one that works best for you. But I do think that having these systems is really great. It allows your client to very quickly and very easily share a beautiful online gallery with friends and family. That gallery can also be used to, you know, download photos if they purchase the digital downloads. Often there's the ability to print for them, so you don't have to handle every single print order. We do process our own books and albums, but if it's just like 1 5x7, I actually enjoy when the client can just do that on their own. It saves us a lot of time and it gives them the ability to get beautiful, high quality prints. This process is very passive, and I definitely recommend setting it up because you're gonna find yourself at the end of the year looking back at all of your sessions and weddings and realizing that you made a lot of extra money on those products without any extra work. The work has been done. The images have been taken, they're uploaded, and then from there, they can decide what products that they want. You may be an in-person sales photographer. We do most of our work with clients from out of state or in state who don't really have the ability to meet. I know even for me, I have a young daughter and another one on the way. And so it's really hard for me to have like in-person sales meetings during the evenings. And so this system has worked really great for us. One thing that I do not recommend is using CDs, which I mean, I don't even know if anyone even uses that anymore. I used that when I first started my business, and even USBs. We used USBs, the beautiful like wooden engraved USBs, for a long time in our business. And what I found was that about 3 to 5 years down the road, clients were circling back to us and they were saying, hey, you know, our USB isn't working anymore. I keep putting in my computer, I'm getting an error message, and I don't want that. What if something happens to me, or what if something happens to the business? Like, I want the clients to have their images, if they've purchased them, to have them backed up on their smartphones and computers. So we actually made the decision to eliminate USBs altogether and just focus on the cloud systems that they can download from if they've purchased the digital images. Okay, so that's what we do when the images are ready to be delivered to the client. I hope this was helpful. I'm gonna pop up that pick time code again here for you to save one free month if you wanna give it a try. But I've been very happy so far with that combo of Zenfolio and pick time. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, and I will see you next time. Bye.